Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I know why, because you heard J.J. Remberg's going to be on the show. I understand. I don't blame you. I completely agree. That's why I'm here, because J.J.'s going to be here. J.J.'s one of our good friends and one of the people I admire very much. You know who she is. She's the outstanding host of MSNBC's Your Business, the weekly show on small business, which I'm so proud of her for that. She's been doing that now for more than 6 years. She's the founder of an outstanding company called Good Search. She's the author of the new book, It's Your Business, and she's a mom, and that's a lot of big jobs. J.J. Remberg, welcome back.
Hi there, Jim. It's so nice to talk to you.
Good to have you back. It's fun. Thank you for letting us launch your book on our show this week. And, you know, J.J., I know that you started your business 6 or so years ago, and in that same time, you also started a small business, the search engine, Your Search. I'm sorry, Good Search. And you had children. You had all of your children, three, ladies and gentlemen, count them, three children in that same 6 year period, right?
Yeah.
And now you've written a book, JJ. So I have one question for you. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
You know, you just write a lot of to-do lists, and then suddenly everything gets done.
Somebody said, if you want to know how to get things done, ask a busy person, right? Or watch a busy person.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Ask a mom.
So that's the truth. So talk to us about the book. Tell us what you got. 183 tips, right?
Yes. It's Your Business. 183 essential tips that will transform your small business. It's a mouthful, that title. But basically, I mean, you kind of said it. I've been in this incredibly lucky position, Jim, for the past 6 years where I started my company, Good Search, and then I got asked to host the show on MSNBC, Your Business. And so I've gone around the country talking to small business owners about what they've done to help their companies grow and during the recession survive. And I just found myself writing notes on the side of my notebook saying, oh my God, they just said something so brilliant that I have to go home and try it at Good Search. And so I put it together in this book, and this book is not inspiring, and it's not sort of A to Z, how to start your business. These are all these little nuggets that I just thought, wow, that's really practical, really actionable, and going to make a change in the way I do things.
You know, we've heard out of the mouths of babes all our lives, right? Well, this is out of the mouths of entrepreneurs, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you did it. It worked. There were the kind of things where I said, oh, that, I can't believe I'm not doing that already. Of course.
Give us an example of something that really inspired you.
Okay, so here's a really simple one. One of the tips was decouple your performance reviews from your salary reviews.
Huh.
Because if you go in and you give someone a stellar performance review and then you don't give them the raise they were expecting. Yeah, well, then suddenly they walk out and they're mad.
What a smart management tip.
Right, and it's so easy, and it makes so much sense.
Here's another thing. Don't make the Christmas bonus or the holiday bonus part of the raise scenario either. Separate those two. Make sure that the holiday bonus, if you're going to give one, isn't, you know, it's not, you know, at the same time. That's similar to what the other
tip. It's a whole special. Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you another fun holiday one. So all of these tips came from people who I've interviewed. So Reva Lasansky told me one that I love. She's the owner of Grow Biz Media. She said, if you're going to give holiday gifts to your clients or your partners or someone, don't give them on the holidays. Give them before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because if you give them on the holidays, they just get piled up with
everyone else's
gift.
That's right. Yep, absolutely.
I love that tip.
What are some other things that you learned in the book?
Here's another one that I love. Another one that has to do with your employees. So we cover everything, funding and cultivating customers. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do one about customers first. Someone told me one about never say no to your customers. Mm-hmm. This came from Kimberly and Catherine Corp, who own a Pilates studio here in New York. And I was sitting in their reception area waiting to interview them, and someone walked in the door and said to the receptionist, "Do you guys have yoga here?" And the receptionist responded, "We have Pilates and Cardiolates. Have you ever tried Cardiolates?" And I remember thinking, oh my, that's so interesting.
Instead of saying no.
No. She didn't say no, exactly, right. Even though they don't have yoga. And I asked the owners, and they said, it's completely by design. We try and train everyone mm-hmm. to open up conversations, not end them.
Wow, I love that.
I know, and it's fun.
This
it's
is the kind of stuff that's in the book, folks. I've got my copy right in front of me. I'm telling you, this is powerful. 183 little power packs.
Yeah, and again, it's not brain surgery. There are these little things. You read it, you close the book, and you start doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. What? Give us another one.
Okay, another one has to do with negotiating. This comes from Neil Vogel, who ran the Webby Awards for a long time. He grew them into something really significant. Mm-hmm. He said, when you're negotiating, always keep something in your back pocket that you don't bring out in the negotiation so that when you actually do the deal, you can over-deliver on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing will make a customer happier than if you over-deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Really
that's,
smart.
That's
really
that's exactly right. And the only way you can do that, though, is if you think relationship, not transaction.
Exactly.
Because
absolutely.
You gotta be. You might even got to be prepared to take a little less this time than maybe they're even willing to pay you. I did this recently. I actually told a person they were prepared to pay me something, and I said, why don't I do that for a little bit less? I want to talk about next year. How do we do that? Well, that's how I got next year. The conversation about next year started. You got to think relationship, not transaction, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, always. Yeah, think long haul, not
yep.
short term.
All right, I got time for one more before the break.
Okay, one was, if you're a little bit shy and you're a networker, I mean, you have to go to a networking meeting, your inclination might be to get there late, right, because you're shy. Absolutely not. You get there early
mm-hmm.
because then there are a few awkward early birds there. You will naturally come together. You'll have someone to talk to.
Well,
if you get there late, you're going to have to bust some conversation, which is much harder.
And you're also going to have to make an entrance. If you get there early, you don't have to make an entrance.
Exactly.
You're already there. And you can help.
Yep.
And you can also help the caterers, too, while you're there. But we'll try to find caterers. JJ, give us a website, please.
It'syourbusinessbook.com.
All right. J.J. Ramberg, ladies and gentlemen, also co-authored with Lisa Everson and Frank Silverstein. And you also will see J.J. on television in other places besides just Your Business. But that's the great program every week, every Sunday morning. It's Your Business is the title of the book. It's available just this week, brand new book. J.J. Ramberg and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, butter your mind. In the sense of compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.